They wish to cure us, but I say to you, we are the cure. The cure for that infirm, imperfect condition called Homo sapiens. They have their weapons. We have ours. We will strike with a vengeance and a fury that this world has never witnessed. And if any mutants stand in our way, we will use this poison against them. Nothing can stop us! Stop us! Stop us!
I was calling you. I've been calling you, not answering your phone or text you. You're not answering any none of my texts. Call me back if some possible. I'm gonna keep blowing your phone up all night. Don't matter to me.
I was on MacCity.com one day, and this one bitch, it was funny as fuck. I've been meaning to talk about this hoe. Black bitch with big titties, right? You know I'm a titty freak, so I happen to look at this hoe.
Mr. Riggler Show. Mr. Riggler Show.
She must be fucking him every day because he let her drive his car.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
If you ain't no pimp, you're arrested.
MacCity.com.
Jack 1-2 Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL chiming in one time for your mind. And I went ahead and called my partner today, man, because I was getting homesick, man. I was getting sick, man. I was like, I ain't talked to my partner in a minute, man. I got to check on him and see what he's doing, man. Shit, because I know he'd be busy. And I know his time is precious, man. So I had to bug him. And, of course, he said, damn, nigga, this must be synergy. Because I was just listening to the podcast. And, what podcast? What's the multi-topical show? Is that the one you was listening to?
Absolutely. Well, I want to get him, you know, the reason. This is why I said I was going to be nigga-free. But 2017, you know, I got fucked up. You know, I was telling you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got fucked up because of a nigga.
Yeah, yeah. You want to share that with the folks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, one of my hustles, you know, I'm a director, a tournament director, and I have my own chess club.
Right.
And I have my own chess program, right?
Right.
So what happens is I start to promote my first chess tournament here where I live.
Uh-huh.
So it was a nigga in Cincinnati that, you know, this is how he, you know, lives. He eats this way. This is how he makes his money.
Right.
So I said, shit, you know, that would be cool to be able to make a living off doing what you like to do, just like what you do. You like porn,
mm-hmm.
you know, you like grinding bitches, so you figured out a way to make money off of it.
No doubt.
So, you know, I said, well, let me try this. And so when I got with him, I just went to the nigga and asked, you know, for information, mm-hmm. you know, for counsel advice. I didn't ask the nigga to help me.
Right.
I asked for information and advice. He volunteered to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to pay the nigga. Because, mm-hmm. I ain't one of these niggas that want a dude to hook up for free and all that shit.
Right.
I said, well, you know, I'll pay you. He said, no. I'll do it for free.
Uh-oh.
So some red flags should have went up right then. A nigga doing something for free.
No doubt.
You know, something should have said, don't do this. You know, but I said, well, they always saying how niggas, you know how these, like, oh, black folks need to work together. Niggas need to work together. That's why we can't get nowhere. Mm. I said, well, okay, know, I'm on some manhood shit. I'll try it.
Okay.
So, you know, he comes, he says, well, I designed the flyer. He said, well, before you send the flyer, let me see it. This is December now. This is December. Mm-hmm. I set the tournament for February. Mm-hmm. I set the tournament for February. But we talking November and December.
Right.
A full 60 days prior. So I said, well, you know, I got the flyer, and what I put on the flyer, I said, okay, the prize I put up was $500. Mm. I said, if people register before the new year, it's a $45 entry fee.
Okay.
If they register after the new year, but before the tournament, it's $50. Mm-hmm. If they register at the door, it's $60.
All right.
So in other words, you're giving a discount to people that register early. Because it's beneficial for you to know how many people are coming. So that's why you get the benefit. You know, so I do that, and I get some, you know, some people that register, what have you. And next thing I know, I don't hear from this nigga. This is December. I don't hear from this nigga for a month. Mm. So after I send him the flyer, he said, oh, the flyer's fine. Just go ahead. 3 weeks. 3 weeks before the tournament goes down. 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker called me and say, you know what? You ain't giving away enough money to the players. You making too much money.
Hmm.
I'm like, huh? Look, yeah, you making too much money. You taking 50%. You're not giving back enough. You're taking too much. And I said, well, that's what it is, you know. No, my reputation's on the line. No. I'm going to be part of this. My reputation's on the line. So then he wants me to give away 70% to them and take 30%.
Okay.
So I say, you know, okay. All right, I'm not going to be a bitch about it. You know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, he got experience in this field. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, follow his instruction. Okay. I up the prize to 70%. I don't hear from this nigga for another 2 weeks, and then 3 days before the tournament, this nigga called me, and you know what he says? You need to lower the price of your entry fee.
Mm.
4 days before the tournament.
Okay.
You need to drop that $60 fee at the door and go with $50. I said, okay, I dropped that $60 fee. 2 days before the tournament, he said, you need to call and drop your fee to $40.
God damn.
So the motherfuckers that I done collected $50 from and $45 from, now I got to turn around and get him a refund.
Hmm.
I'm thinking, because the agreement we made was for this nigga to promote my tournament.
Yeah.
That's the agreement. You know what, dog? That nigga did not promote my tournament.
Nigga business.
He did not promote. He didn't send my tournament out to one person the night before the tournament when he told me to reduce my shit to $40. Oh, the people, I'm getting good vibes. The people that are on the fence, I'm getting good vibes. You know, he showed up with one person.
Damn, man.
Paid an entry fee for him and that one person. And he won a spot in the title, so I had to turn around and pay him his entry fee back.
Mm.
So, for people to understand this, not only did I lose the money from the people that paid the entry fee because I had to turn around and refund them the difference of their money, the money that was coming in got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a low participation on the back end. So I lost money on the front end, and I lost money on the back end.
Because some nigga say he's going to do something for free for you, huh?
Yep. And that's the moral of the story, baby. That's why I remain a power. I will never accept anything again in my life for free. So when I tell you niggas shit costs,
mm,
respect the fact anything good in life, anything that is about anything in life, it costs, my nigga.
God damn.
You see what happens when you fuck around with niggas and the word free.
No. This motherfucker, man. Do you think he deliberately sabotaged you?
That's it. I ain't finished, my nigga. Oh. I ain't finished.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
The dude up there at the school told me, he said, hey, Tony, he sabotaged you. That's what the dude at the school said.
Okay.
He sabotaged you. I know a sabotage when I see one. He never had any intention of helping you.
Damn.
He said he came down here to see what you're doing. He came down here just to see what's going on with you or what you're doing.
Okay.
That's the sole reason he came. He came here to see how you got in here. When it took him 20 years to do what he's doing, he came here to try to figure out what you're doing.
Well, he didn't like, it looked like you was making a little bit too much headway too soon.
I was making too much progress.
Okay.
The nigga he brought with him was trying to pick the guy who was working with me to try to figure out. You know, he came out here with that old ingratiating shit trying to kiss up to the dude or whatever.
Okay.
And he came down here with him trying to kiss up. And the dude was like, the dude who I was running, he knew the game. He knew what they were doing.
Right.
He knew what the fuck they were on. And he wouldn't say shit to him. Matter of fact, he was close to cussing them out. I had to stop him from cussing them out.
Wait, who is this guy they was nosing up to? This guy that you know? Who is he?
That's the dude that's at the school. That's the dude who I went to who let me in the school.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
He's the school social worker.
Okay.
He let me in the door.
All right.
So they're trying to find out how I got into the school, how I got access to that school. Because, see, I get to hold my tournaments there, and it don't cost me nothing.
All right.
I get a building where most people have to rent space. I got a space for free.
All right, I got you.
So it should have been no way in hell that I should have lost money. Because I didn't have no overhead. But fucking with a nigga and the word free, I lost money.
Shit, man. Yeah.
Fucking with a nigga on the free, on the humble, on the hookup, I lost money.
God damn, man. Shit. And then you told me.
That little episode
cut
deep into my bank account.
Wow, okay.
Deep into my bank account. I'm talking deep into my bank account.
Damn.
You remember what I called and I told you?
Yeah, man. And then you told me how this motherfucker, he was going to make amends for it. You want to share that? How he said he was going
to... He called me. Yeah, he texted me the night of, because I wouldn't talk to him. The day of the tournament, after it was clear that he had double-crossed me, I ain't said shit to him.
Right.
I ain't said shit to him. And the other guy who was with me was about to cuss him out. Right?
Okay.
So he knew that we were on to him. So he texted me. He said, hey, the tournament went well. You only got 9 people, but it went well. It was better than nothing. 9 is better than nothing. This is in text message. I'm not responding.
Wow, okay.
Then he sends me another text that says, hey, you know what I learned? I learned. This is him now. He's supposed to be helping me, but this is what he's saying. You know, I learned that, you know, my entry fee is too low. Because he had been charging 10 and 14. I was charging 50.
Okay.
But he told me to drop my shit. But based upon what I was doing, he learned that he was charging, you know, his entry fees were too cheap.
Okay.
So he said, thanks to you, I learned to raise my entry fees. He said, then, point number two, serve pizza at a tournament. It's golden, because that's what I did.
Okay.
Number three, he said, I need to partner with a school and start a scholastic team just like you so I can gain use of the space. That location you have is valuable. So after this nigga done sold me out, this is what he says in text, the night of the term. He says, you know, the location you have is golden. Here's what you can do. Are you going to do another tournament? So here's a nigga that done fucked me over, asking for the opportunity to come over, come back, and fuck me over again.
Damn, man.
And the whole time he said this, I didn't say one word.
Okay.
I didn't reply. So Sunday night, he called me He said, look, I got a confession to make. He said, this is what happened. He said, what I did was this. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't promote your tournament. He said, I didn't look at what you were doing until the last minute. And when I looked at what you were doing, it was too late.
Mm. Nigga business.
Mm. He said, I never tried to help. He said, I know. He said, I sense the hostility from you and old boy.
No shit.
This is him confessing on the phone. Right. And I'm just sitting here listening.
Okay.
He said, I never tried to help you. I never even promoted your tournament. Mm. And I said, okay. And he just went on. He said, well, I understand I was wrong, but I want to make it up to you. I want to give you a $40 off entry fee for my tournament.
this nigga serious? Is he serious?
Yeah, he's serious. I want to give you $40 off entry fee for my tournament.
Oh, my God, man.
I want to give you a $40 off entry fee for my tournament.
Wow, thanks.
And you can come down here and eat for free. And you won't have to pay. So you've cost me $1,000 in revenue. God knows how much in back revenue. But you want to give me $40 to make up for cutting me as deep as you cut me.
Well, you know, you let niggas like Tariq talk about this, man. You know, you got to watch out for Whitey when it comes to business.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit Tariq Nasheed is talking about.
You got to watch out for Whitey. You got to watch out for Whitey, man.
No, I'm watching out for what Chris Rock said. When I go out my door, I ain't looking for the media. I'm looking for niggas.
Why do you fuck you over, man? Whitey will fuck you over.
Like, Whitey? Here's what Whitey did. Whitey was the one that told me to ignore him. Whitey told me this is your tournament. You make the choices. Not him.
Oh, yeah.
Whitey told me you make the decisions. It's your tournament. Not him.
Yeah,
Whitey told me not to listen to him.
Wow. Okay.
And Whitey was right.
Whitey was, oh, you was Uncle Ruckus shit now, huh? You was Uncle Ruckus now, huh? Side with the white
man. Goddamn right. When they born, put BET in their crib so they go straight to prison. You damn right. I had a meeting with Uncle Ruckus, Ben Carson, and all of us had a disagreement, but the one thing we had in common is that we hate niggas.
So the Whitey you talk about is the cat that hooked you up with the school joint, man, just giving you a break on not actually paying to have that spot, right?
No, it's a black dude that was hooking me. It's the white dude that told me not to fuck with him is the dude that owns the chess club in my competition.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
It's a brother that let me in the school.
Okay. All right.
He was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the white man that's my competition that told me don't listen to him.
Mm.
And that competition, that white Whitey,
mm-hmm.
The day of my tournament, Whitey showed up to make sure that everything in my tournament went off just the way it was supposed to. Whitey showed up to make sure that the tournament got rated properly. Whitey showed up to make sure that I knew how to operate the chess software. Whitey showed up so that I would have an extra player in my game and not have to give people buys. That's what Whitey did.
You was a collaborating coon, huh?
Yeah, I'm a cool collaborator. Yep. Yep, I'm a cool collaborator. That's exactly what the fuck I am. I'm a cool collaborator. I'm a CC, cool collaborator.
Man, you be collaborating, man, with the white folks, nigga.
Whitey showed up.
Uh-huh.
Whitey showed up to make sure everything, and Whitey showed up and who was competing with me didn't ask for a dime and showed up to make sure everything was sweet. But the nigga that I trusted sabotaged me and put me so deep back in arrears with that little thing that I had to hit the streets. I had to hit the streets, get a legitimate hustle, job, to make that money back up. Now, in business, risk and loss is a part of business. I know what something, nigga, you took the chance. That's a chance you're taking, nigga. Okay. But I didn't ask for, just because you're taking a chance in business, that don't mean I asked for a nigga to come in and sabotage me. And he called and admitted to sabotaging me, and then he was so stupid, he asked to collaborate with me again.
Wow, man.
That's why when the police called me and told me they was finna sweep these niggas up, I said, I ain't in the game, but go ahead.
Coon collaborated.
I ain't in the game, but go ahead. I said, I'm out that game. I don't do the bail shit anymore. I said, because I was going to have to kill somebody because these niggas are just too ignorant.
Man.
And I said, I'm not doing that anymore. So then he was like, well, I haven't done anything in over 90 days.
Okay.
And I said, so I ain't in the game no more. I ain't in the game no more. I said, but whatever you got to do, do it. And some bitch come calling me to my boyfriend got arrested. Do you think you can look into it or something and give me information? Nope.
Nope.
I know you cool, you know, with the cops or whatever. Do you think you could? Nope. I said, but I'm telling you, they're coming to arrest me.
Man.
You know when? I said, you want me to commit a felony. Not only are you asking me to commit a felony, bitch, you asking me to commit a felony for free. I said, nope.
Nope.
You insulting me. Not only do you want me to commit a felony, bitch, you want me to commit a felony for free. I don't hear from your raggedy ass until your nigga get arrested. And then you want me to spy on the people that's sending me business for you, and you ain't giving me a dime. You don't even think to offer no head.
Wow, man.
I ain't on that. Bitch, don't tell me you ain't on that. You was ready to suck my dick the last time because you was short on the bond fee.
Wow.
And I had to tell you no. You was ready to suck a dick to get that nigga out of jail. So don't play holier than thou now.
Wow, man.
But the answer is no.
No, bitch. The answer is no. Shit, boy.
I wish I had a reverb chamber for her ass. No.
Hell no. So, yes, well, that kind of segue into a little something else, man. We talking about how there's going to be a lot of arrests coming down the pike, man. A lot of niggas going to be locked up, man, in privatized prisons, of course, state prisons and whatnot, man. And I wanted to know what you thought about that, man. Is it because they black, or is it because that's just the way it is? Is it because they are underclass?
It's because they weak.
Because they what now?
That's because they weak.
They weak? Coon collaborator
in
talk.
In the animal kingdom, nigga, you go after that which is weakest.
Damn.
That lion don't give a fuck about the classification of that gazelle. He want to know how slow he is.
You look tasty.
Because if that motherfucker's slow, he get to eat.
You equate niggas with cantaloupes and gazelles, man.
You damn right, because they just like antelopes and gazelles.
The white boys is like the lions and shit, man.
Yeah, exactly. They don't give a look. Let me tell y'all something, man.
All right.
Your race is a factor. But your race ain't the only factor. Your race is a factor, but it's not the only factor. They don't do the Jews like that, do they?
Nah.
They don't do the Asians like that, do they?
Nah. Shit. I don't know, could it be IQ?
They only do the motherfuckers like that that they know that they can get away with. Yes, it's the color of your skin and angle, yes, but it's not the ultimate angle. The Panther said the same shit. The ultimate end of oppression is not race. The ultimate
Right.
It's a byproduct. That's all it is. It's the excuse. It's the reason. If you ain't figured that out by now, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. If you ain't figured out by now, if you ain't figured out by now, if you still running around, that's why you can never get any policy done. That's why you can never get any policy done. Because you set yourself up to be poverty pimp when all you're doing is talking about race. You can have pride in your culture or in your race just like anybody else. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, can you stop your neighborhood from being gerrymandered?
Nah.
At the end of the day, can you stop your neighborhood from being redlined by banks and insurance companies?
No.
No. Well, they doing that because we black. No. They're doing it because there's criminal activity in your area. And there's a high risk of loss in your area. Just because they do business with you, they understand they don't do business with you to take a loss. So they pad those premiums and they pad their costs to absorb all the fuckery that you may do. All the fuckery you may commit.
Basically, niggas open the door for the fuckery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With their behavior.
Open the door for the fuckery. Mm-hmm. They need an economic base. Well, whose responsibility is that? You think it's theirs?
Yeah, the
and you gonna say, well, I know some Tariq lover, I think, will say, but they did it for white. Yeah, they did it for whitey, but they ain't doing it for your black ass. Now what? Now what? You gonna stand around waiting on them to do it?
Yep. That's exactly what a nigga gonna do. He gonna sit around, wait for the white folks.
He gonna stand around and cry and bitch and moan that they ain't gonna do it for you like they did it for them. That's what you gonna do? Meanwhile, they sweeping you up into the prison industrial complex, sweeping your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren into the prison industrial complex. Mm-hmm. You gonna stand around bitching?
Yep.
That's why I ain't got no use for you.
God,
that's why when he told me that raid was coming, I was like, raid on.
Raid on. Oh, hell no.
And now
man.
I got all these bitches calling me to my, they man got, what should they do? I said, well, look like he going to jail.
You ain't got no
heart. You like that, huh? You shife. Yes, bitch, I'm shife.
You ain't got no heart, Tony. You heartless.
No. No, I had a bypass that bled all the sympathy from my heart.
No, man. Coon collaborator.
Coon collaborator. Send them niggas to the doldrums.
You know what I find funny?
State penitentiary. I give less than two fucks.
You know what I find funny is these niggas that's whining and bitching about what Trump might do. They ain't offering no goddamn solution. Like, what do you expect to happen? Or what is the solution for having all this crime and all this murdering and all this drugs? Of course, we know the feds, they pump the hood full of drugs and all this shit. But, you know, niggas ain't offering up no solutions and shit. And, of course, they always...
Kill it, Mark. Will you tell them the feds is doing that?
Right.
Rick Ross came out and told y'all that the feds was doing that. What did they say? They don't give a fuck about that.
They still goddamn
run around.
There's
a scene in the movie.
Uh-huh.
The spook that sat by the door.
Right.
The spook that's to show you niggas I'm as old school as y'all. See, that pro, you can't talk that pro-black shit with me. I don't care if it's your God, Tariq Nasheed himself. He can't talk that shit with me.
Right.
Because I was doing that shit when he was still in prison.
Right.
Oh, you didn't know he went to prison? Yeah, he was in prison.
Right.
I was representing this.
Max City.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now, yeah. Me and the Ohio Fed gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's right.
He is 6 feet down.
6 feet down. back in his hole, just the same way he came out. Do we get paid for this?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yes. All right.